The surge in affordable flights to Uganda has ignited discussions about economic impacts. Emily, can you explain what this trend means for the local economy?
Certainly. The International Air Transport Association reports that increasing flights spurs tourism, boosting GDP by offering direct and indirect employment. An influx of tourists generates demand for services, promoting economic vitality in urban and rural areas alike.
That's promising, but isn't there a risk of tourism oversaturation, which we've seen in places like Barcelona? How might Uganda avoid such pitfalls while maintaining economic momentum?
Indeed, there is risk if not managed well. However, Uganda's government is implementing sustainable tourism strategies such as community-based tourism projects. For example, by training local tour guides, they ensure benefits reach grassroots levels, avoiding common pitfalls.
So, could these efforts toward sustainable practices provide long-term economic stability for Uganda? Apart from economic effects, increased flights facilitate cultural exchange. How is this influencing Ugandan society?
It's transforming society significantly. Tourists bring diverse perspectives, and interactions often lead to an exchange of cultural practices and ideas. For instance, local crafts have evolved to incorporate global styles, enhancing their appeal to international markets.
But could such rapid exchanges dilute traditional culture, as seen with globalization's impact elsewhere?
That's a valid concern. While some fear cultural erosion, it's also true that these interactions drive a reappraisal and revitalization of cultural heritage. Uganda has seen an increase in cultural festivals which celebrate traditional arts alongside modern innovations.
Looking ahead, how might this cultural dynamism shape Uganda's global identity?
By embracing globalization while protecting cultural heritage, Uganda positions itself as a vibrant, multifaceted destination that appeals to tourists and influences global narratives about Africa. Uganda is proactive in this context. They are expanding their ecotourism sector to balance tourism growth with conservation. National parks now employ sustainable practices such as limiting visitor numbers during sensitive seasons to protect wildlife ecosystems. The government is investing in carbon offset programs and promoting green tourism initiatives. For example, they've initiated tree planting campaigns supported by tourism revenue, which helps mitigate carbon footprints contributed by increased flights.
Can such measures ensure a balance between development and environmental stewardship in the long run?
Yes, if effectively implemented. By scaling these initiatives and fostering public-private partnerships, Uganda can pave the way for a more sustainable, environmentally friendly tourism model that other nations might follow.
Lastly, let's explore the future prospects. With growing connectivity, what plans does Uganda have for infrastructure to support this trend?
Uganda is investing heavily in its infrastructure. The Entebbe International Airport has undergone expansions to handle higher passenger volumes, aiming to cater to an anticipated doubling of visitors in the next decade. This ensures smoother travel experiences.
Expansions can strain existing systems. Could these developments pose challenges to local communities, perhaps displacing residents or increasing living costs?
There are potential issues, but strategic planning is mitigating them. Infrastructure projects include community consultations to balance development with social impacts, ensuring equitable growth and minimizing adverse effects.
What does the future hold for Uganda as a key player in aviation and regional connectivity?
Uganda's long-term vision includes becoming a central hub for aviation in East Africa. With ongoing investments in infrastructure and sustainability, the country is well positioned to emerge as a leader in the regional tourism and transport sector.